Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, January 30th, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Files and Chains. Yes, it's Ohio. Yes, it's gray. Yes, it's 24/7 Sports. Director of Recruiting, Steve Waltfong, checking in from Indianapolis. Steve, how goes it?
Good morning, Daniel. Gray skies, no precipitation coming down I-70 through Dayton en route to Columbus.
Someone asked me yesterday if the sun was ever going to shine again, and I said, it does not seem that way, but that's why we get to have affordable housing here in Ohio. Speaking of affordable housing in Ohio, Cam Martinez will have his housing taken care of because he's going to be a student at Ohio State on scholarship. We always thought he'd be a Buckeye. He waffled when Jeff Hafley boogied. Kerry Combs has come in and locked him down. You spoke to Cam Martinez, arguably the best high school football player in Michigan this past season. You had him on the notorious BIG recruiting podcast with your partner, Alan True. Please bring us up to speed on Cam, what you think of his decision, what role Kerry Combs played in it, and then maybe how you think he fits in at Ohio State now that he's the last guy to hop on board.
Yeah, I don't know if he waffled more so, just wanted to be sure about his decision so he didn't sign his letter of intent, because Cameron Martinez is a dynamic offensive football player on the high school level. He plays quarterback, Gatorade Player of the Year for the state of Michigan, two-time state player of the year overall, rushed for over 2,000 yards and 36 touchdowns, threw for 1,300 more yards this past season and 11 scores, only 4 interceptions, 3.71 GPA. But the trust was with Coach Hafley to take him to the place he wants to go as a defensive player, as a guy that's always played offense. He's going to be a little raw in the secondary, and there was a lot of trust in Coach Hafley getting him where he wanted to be. So when that coach was no longer part of the program, Cameron was uncertain of who was going to develop him as a player and needed to trust that moving forward. And so Ohio State hires Kerry Combs, who has that track record, and I think that Cam always wanted to go to Ohio State, so it was more just making sure that the right hire was made for him to trust that his future on the field was going to be maximized and that it was another coach that believed in him as a guy in the secondary. And when he told Ryan Day he wasn't signing his letter of intent, Alan talked about this on our podcast, but I think that the way Coach Day handled it really helped Cameron find his way back to Ohio State completely. Not that he was ever really off the beaten path. He didn't decommit. He didn't visit anywhere else. But Coach Day said, look, I understand. And if you need to take time, take all the time you need. You still have your spot here. We're not recruiting your spot. And we want you to be a Buckeye. If you got to take other visits, do what you got to do. And, Cam found his way back.
I'm not sure how many guys Ohio State should be taking that really don't have a specific position, considering they bring in so many elite players that are already kind of ahead in the development. But Cam Martinez seems to me to be one of these ideal, like, it factor winner guys who will find a way onto the field eventually. And if he makes a huge play and a huge game to win them a title at some point in time, I will not be surprised. Another pleasant surprise, I don't know if it was a surprise, the rankings were finished up for 24/7 Sports this week. The top 247 was released. We already knew we were going to have 2 5 stars, Julian Fleming and Paris Johnson. 2 other guys made the leap, Jackson Smith Najigba and C.J. Stroud. As everybody knows, the top 32 players, because there are 32 draft picks, are the 5 stars. You've got Fleming at 4, Johnson at 8, Najigba at 15, and Stroud at 29. Can you talk about just generally how Smith, Najigba, and Stroud made the jump, and then any touch on Fleming and Johnson about securing their spots?
Well, Smith and Najigba was a guy that we kind of hinted coming out of the opening finals would have a shot to be a 5-star. The debate was who are the 5-star receivers in Ohio State's class. Jackson wasn't getting enough attention. As a junior, he had almost 2,000 yards receiving and 20 touchdowns. Torched some really good football teams along the way in senior year. Oh, well, first at the opening finals, he was terrific, very consistent. Then had an outstanding, epic-like senior year. I mean, you talk about the junior year, 96 for 18, 19, and 20 touchdowns. Senior year, 109 catches, 2,132 yards, 34 touchdowns, 109 receptions in 14 games when everyone in the stadium knows where the ball's going is terrific. And the highlights were regular for Jackson Smith Najigba weekly of just making the tough catch look easy, one-handed grabs, running under footballs, going up over defenders. But what makes him unique is his ability to separate. He's one of the quickest receivers in the country. I think he had the second fastest shuttle time of all the receivers nationally behind Keandre Lambert, who went to Penn State. But then just the consistency, the route cons. I mean, he's going to come in well-coached, and I don't see how he's not a great player at Ohio State and one of the best receivers in college football. C.J. Stroud was a guy that emerged as a junior. That was his first year starting. As a big physical kid that had all the traits, but had a little rawness to him. And we were certainly intrigued by him. He was a high 3-star going into the Elite 11 finals. He was outstanding there, won Elite 11 MVP. We bumped him into our top 247 at that point. But then he went on to darn near double his production as a senior. So his development continued in the trajectory. The arc is high for him on that development, but threw for almost 4,000 yards and 47 touchdowns, completing 66% of his passes, taking his team to the semifinals, takes care of the football. And then we just liked what we saw from him at the All-America Bowl in Jackson, too. I mean, Jackson Smith Najigba, when you're talking about the 3 or 4 most dominant guys at the All-America Bowl, before he got injured in practice, he was in that conversation with Brian Brzee and Will Anderson and Bryce Young, as those 4 guys just every rep seemed like an alpha rep where they were just clearly better than whoever was checking them.
That was very enjoyable. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more good recruiting news.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that is safe, secure, and easy to use. There are some early college football futures that we're eyeing because of the great advice from our Cover 3 guys. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/247 and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are back. Become an obsession or a passion or just a really smart thing to do, but Ohio State has done a heck of a job recruiting Texas. We've talked about it a lot. If you read the Boarding House, you know there's some ruffled feathers there that may be motivating Ohio State a little bit more than usual, but Texas doesn't need much considering the talent level. The latest name, Kamar Wheaton, the number one running back in the class of 2021, got a visit from Ryan Day. Talk about what you think of him as a player. And do you think this is a realistic pull for Ohio State?
Well, he's an explosive running back that's posted some big-time track numbers already. He's one of the fastest players in the country, regardless of age. I mean, he can light up a scoreboard at any point, anytime the ball touches his hands. Been district MVP this past year, and then was sophomore of the year in his district and newcomer of the year in his district as a freshman. So he's been on the radar for quite some time. And Ryan Day is just the latest head coach to go in there. You know, Ed Orgeron was in there last week. I think Kamar may be visiting LSU this weekend. Obviously, Oklahoma, Texas. He camped at Alabama. That was the only school I believe he camped with over the summer, but top target for Alabama. As you would imagine, number one running back in the country, the suitors that you would expect to be in the picture are in the picture for him.
Last year at this time, Kendall Milton and Bijan Robinson were Ohio State's top two targets. At the same time in their career, compare Wheaton to those two guys.
Well, Bijan Robinson's been far more productive than everybody we've talked about there. I mean, Bijan's averaged like a ridiculous 18 yards per carry or whatever. But, I mean, the competition that he plays against compared to Kamar is not the same. Kendall Milton dealt with some injuries throughout his high school career. When he's on the field, he's looked good. I don't know. You know, Kamar is a little smaller, I think, than those guys, which is okay. Because, I mean, those two are specimens, Bijan and Kendall. Those guys aren't as fast as Kamar. And Kamar runs with good balance and vision. And he can go to the house at any time.
Let's hope that house has scarlet and green colors at some point. We appreciate Steve stopping by. Have a good one, Buck Hunters.
Take care, y'all. See you.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together, we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.